This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, May 5th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, a UN conference refuses to label chrysotile asbestos as a dangerous substance. International Workers' Day and fighting corporate greed. Plus, the Labour Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. May 1st was International Workers' Day, a day set aside to remind people about the contribution working people and their unions make to society. I spoke to Sharon Burrow about International Workers' Day. Ms. Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC represents national labor centers such as the Trades Union Congress in Ghana and the AFL-CIO in the United States. I asked her first if the rise of right-wing populism is a particular cause for concern for the labor movement.
It's a critical issue. We understand the frustrations of working people, because the model of the global economy has been built on labour arbitrage. It's actually a model of low wages, insecure, often unsafe work, without the kind of compliance for rights and standards that give people security. And of course, when 75% of the world's people still have little or no social protection, then people are frightened. And when you are fearful enough about yourselves and your family and your capacity to survive, then you become angry. And the loss of trust in our leaders today is growing. So therefore, people are looking for the message, the strong man or woman in the case of France, that looks like they'll give them a promise that they can touch. I'll get your job back from China, says France. We'd be better off if we exclude migrants, says Le Pen. Let's get out of Europe, says the UK. Understandably, these things make sense for people looking for something that's not establishment. However, when we have a world that excludes people, that makes victims of refugees fleeing from either economic or conflict desperation, then what we're really saying is that we prop up the corporate greed of both the current economic model and the exclusion of people who are suffering because of circumstances that are not their own fault. That's not the way of the labour movement. We are inclusive, peace, democratic rights and freedoms. These are at the core of our values. And we will talk to our people. We'll find a way to give them an understanding that organising is at the core of building the power of working people to fight for the democracies that we want.
As we look ahead to May Day 2018, are there particular issues or events we should be paying attention to?
There's no doubt that this is the year when we want to start to see pay rises. We've had a gutful technical term there, but we've had enough of an economic model that is not working for working people. It's not paying people enough to survive on with dignity, and it's not allowing the collective bargaining capacity to share a fair share of the wealth that working people build. When up to 94% of our workforce of the biggest multinationals are a hidden workforce, and they're exploited every day in often unsafe conditions, and when you see informal work and slavery appearing in our supply chains, we need to rewrite the global rules. But the ITUC and the ETUC have declared 2017 an end to corporate greed, a pay rise for the workers of the world. The world needs a pay rise. End corporate greed is the slogan for May Day. That means women must feature in terms of equal pay. It means young people must actually be treated with respect, and the wage theft we see must end. But above all, it means minimum living wages on which everybody can live with dignity within the economic context of their country and the right to bargain collectively.
A UN conference has once again refused to label chrysotile asbestos as a dangerous substance. Radio Labour senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
Hundreds of thousands of people will die because a UN conference has refused to list chrysotile asbestos as a hazardous substance. A conference, which was held in Geneva this week, voted against including asbestos in the list of substances that must be clearly labeled before it can be exported or imported. The list is included in the Rotterdam Convention, which is a multilateral treaty signed by 154 UN states. There was hope that the conference would finally include chrysotile asbestos in the list of dangerous substances, but for the sixth time it has refused. Inclusion on the list must be approved by all the signatories of the treaty. A small minority of countries with commercial interests in the continued use of asbestos voted against adding the substance to the convention's list. They include India, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Syria, and Zimbabwe. Canada, which was for years a major exporter of asbestos and had been against its inclusion on the list, voted this time to add the substance to the agreement. One of the global unions which has been fighting hard to include chrysotile asbestos in the Rotterdam Convention is Industriall. Industriall represents more than 50 million workers in 140 countries. They are members of unions operating in a wide range of sectors, including mining, energy, and manufacturing. Walter Sanchez, the General Secretary of Industriall, told the media that so long as just one country can exercise a veto over good science and common sense, the Rotterdam Convention is discredited. In a previous interview with Radio Labor, Industriall's Director for Health, Safety, and Sustainability, Brian Kohler, described chrysotile asbestos.
Well, chrysotile is a fiber. It's like other asbestos fibers. It's very fine. It's valued for its fire resistance and mechanical strength. But it has the property that it lodges in the lungs and can produce a couple of effects, fibrosis and obstruction of the lungs, which is known as asbestosis, but also cancers such as lung cancers and a particular type of cancer of the lining of the lung called mesothelioma. Now, mesothelioma is a particularly nasty way to die. You would feel like you were gradually being suffocated, even though you can feel the air around you. You can't breathe it in. And it literally chokes you to death slowly.
Now, here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the 300 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to news about the ongoing struggle for independent trade unions in Iran, global labor solidarity with Palestinian prisoners, and the growing split between workers and the African National Congress in South Africa. And, of course, we carried news of May Day celebrations around the globe. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Truck drivers in the United States were threatened with the sack when they struck for better wages. Ferry workers were on a go-slow in Nigeria. A bitter strike over unilateral rollbacks to construction workers' compensation continued in Australia. Workers who provide assistance to the deaf in Canada entered the ninth week of their fight for their first wage increase in many, many years. Indian ambulance workers were off work in an effort to gain a living wage. Oil workers downed tools in Nigeria to press their pay demands. And in the Ukraine, workers occupied a mine to back their demand for investment in their workplaces. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the union-led campaign against sexual harassment in the Australian hospitality sector, renewed organizing efforts in the garment industry in several countries, including Cambodia and Bangladesh, and a campaign for safe staffing levels by the Midwives Union of New Zealand. The Health and Safety Newswire we run in cooperation with Hazards Magazine carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the reaction to yet another failure by member states to use the Rotterdam Convention to ban the production and sale of asbestos, the effects on safety of outsourcing in Canada, and an Irish survey that concluded that workers fear repercussions and so don't report workplace hazards to their employers. Currently, Labor Start is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.